This episode is brought to you by Fallout 76, the post-nuclear RPG from Bethesda Game Studios. Explore the wasteland alone or with friends as you meet unique characters, complete exciting quests, and face dangerous foes. Take a stroll along the Atlantic City boardwalk in the latest update. Play Fallout 76 for free now through April 18. Available on Xbox, PlayStation, and Steam. Visit Fallout.com to learn more. Rated M for mature.
Why do you, like, in 50 keep on going back and forth with each other still? Like, what is that about?
You know how I move.
And, yeah.
You know, I'm available. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
For any kind of one-on, you know, face-to-faces and pull-ups and shit like that, you know.
Oh,
I'm always available for any of that type of energy. So it's like, even if
y'all may need to do the quick squab real quick to move forward.
If that's what it takes. If that's what it takes, I'm all for that. You know, I don't fear no man based on nothing in life.
He's been working out. You think you got him? We have the legend Young Buck, former G-Unit member, one of Tennessee's elites. We talked about rumors, people always trying to comfort him about being gay. We talked to him about 50 Cent. We talked to him about Game. We talked to him about Dr. Dre, about his court battles that he's facing, his ongoing trial. He's looking at possibly 10 years. We talk about all of that. So what's going on with you?
Man, just grinding out here, really. I'm currently working on on what I'm slating to be one of the biggest projects that I've dropped in a while. And, it's produced by DJ Paul. It's titled Unexpected. Yeah, he produced the whole entire project. And like I say, I've just been really just focused on the music side, staying in the studio, kind of staying out the way. Ain't really did too many interviews. So, you know, at the end of the day, my focus is just being on the music and, you know, trying to get this case that I've been fighting for the last almost 2 years behind me.
The case? What happened with the case?
Well, my case situation was based off when the female shot the gun at me. They actually have tried to charge me with her guns.
Oh, so
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you got them going crazy, huh? Sitting there shooting guns and stuff.
Nah, I mean, you know, the shit happened, man. It was just one of them situations where the relationship kind of became real toxic. She reacted how she reacted. I never physically put my hands on I don't believe in putting my hands on women, so no physical situation or none of that. And, you know, she ended up shooting.
Did they put you on domestic battery? Did they say that you put your hands on her?
Yeah, well, they charged it domestically, but it was based. The only thing I did was, you know, I threw a can of paint and kind of broke some things that I paid for. But other than that, it was no physical, nothing. You know, the weapons, even that she shot, she had license to carry the weapons. I had no knowledge of the weapons, never been around them, never knowed anything about these guns. It happened in her home. The home is in her name. And I think, you know, I'm a big fish in a small pond.
Yeah.
The county is Sumner County. It's an outskirts county of Davidson County, of Nashville. It's a very racist situation. And it's things like this that's been going on for years down there in that county.
A racist situation or is it a situation that you and your honey had a toxic situation going on? So are they charging, like, there's two things here, right? They're either charging you because y'all had some tricky shit popping, or they're charging, or it's really, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're just adding extras to it.
They're adding extras to it. It really wasn't no tricky shit popping other than the fact that she shot the gun and she was caught on ring cam by one of the neighbors actually shooting the gun. I was not even there when the police had came. Like I say, I was actually leaving when the gun was shot. But they you know, got a search warrant within the home. I used to stay in the home with her. We hadn't been in the home together for over 8-9 months almost. You know, I was just actually pulling up to come get some belongings that I had over there. And
you know how that goes. Getting the belongings,
yeah,
that sets people off. that's where it gets real crazy.
And gets it got crazy, you know, and like I say, overall, in the beginning, I think they were reaching out to me to make sure I hadn't been shot. And it went from, you know, them trying to reach in touch with me to do a wellness check to them trying to charge me with the actual weapon that she shot, saying that, you know, I'm a felon and I was around the gun, you know, type of situation. And she even explained to them, hey, he had nothing to do with no guns. He didn't even know I had the gun. She said she had and got the guns out of a lockbox. So it's not like she is trying to push the issue and saying it's mine or nothing. It's just actually them, you know, looking for a conviction. And like I say, this county is very, very notorious and known for, you know, wrongful convictions, all kind of racist activity that's performed throughout Sumner County. Put it this way. My bond was $80,000. Mm-hmm. Her bond was $350.
Jeez.
Her case is dropped. She has no case. I'm still, the conviction is for me. They dropped her case in general sessions court. My case is in criminal court. So, you know, I don't know if the DA got it out for me situation.
How many years are they trying to give you?
The first offer they offered me was 10 years to serve, which was like, are you serious? I even think they presented the case to the feds and the feds didn't pick the case up. Like, what? Which I get it. So I guess they're seeking out trying to charge me state now. And
so what's the offer now for state? How many years are you facing?
It was 10 years, what they offered from state. You know, the feds never picked the case up. So they went forward trying to convict me from a state level. And that was the first offer and the only offer I've heard within over the last year and a half.
Wow.
Like I say, it's very, very politically driven in regards to who I am, I think. And if the DA was able to get a conviction for somebody like me, that would kind of create, you know, make his career a little bit more bigger than whatever he's looking for. So it's a lot of, you know, things in regards to my case. It's just absolutely wrong. I would be here all day on this interview trying to explain all the wrong that's been done. So there's a lot of civil rights attorneys that's been stretched out and getting involved in my case because of how wrongful what they're doing in regards to trying to get a conviction against me. So I'm going to follow the situation up with one of the biggest lawsuits that I'm sure that county has ever seen just based off of what's been done this far. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's just me trying to get this case behind me because it makes no sense to seek a conviction for me. Like, I'm the one that shot the gun or had knowledge of the weapon. She's clearly stated in her case and documented where she said, hey, he didn't even know nothing about these guns. He's never been around the guns. She said she had the guns in a safety box or something. She went and got the guns out of a safety box. Like I say, I ain't never know none of this shit, but
yeah.
The home was in her name. I went to prison before on a felon in possession of a firearm. And it was based off the felony that I had out there with Dr. Dre in regards to that case. And,
tell me about the Dr. Dre case.
Well, that case was based on the fact of, you know, I had a felony from that. It was dropped from attempted murder to a simple assault. And I was only given like 3 years of unsupervised probation from that case once that got out the way. But technically on my record, it still read I was a felon because my lawyer that I had at that time never went and got
expunged.
The felony. Yeah, expunged. So, you know, back in the day, I had a situation where the IRS raid had came into my home and try to sell off, you know, take shit out of my house to pay my debt back then.
For the bankruptcy.
And in the process, they found a weapon in the home which didn't belong to me, but it was actually my tour manager's weapon. And he had license, gun license and all of that, but he was incarcerated himself at the time. I didn't even have knowledge of the gun being in the house, but they found the weapon in the house. And 8 months, 9 months later, I was being charged federally for a felon in possession of a firearm. And it was based on that one felony that I did have at that time, which was the one with Dre. So even though I went out there and end up getting the charge expunged and all of that, the judge was kind of, you know, in a place where he said, you know, I was a felon at the time of being charged. So he went forward with the case. Mm-hmm. And case was real.
Huh? Have you, speaking of which, have you talked to Dr. Dre?
Nah, I don't really have no communication like that with Dre. I spoke to him once when I was rocking out there. Me and Battle Cat was working together on some music. And he had put Dre on the phone and I spoke to Dre. I was supposed to be linking up with him, but I haven't heard from him since then. But I don't hold no ill will with Dre because Dre took care of my situation in regards to what happened out there. I think in regards to the lawyer fees and things like that, Dre took care of that. And I never did anything in that situation. It wasn't based on, you know, the situation that happened to Dre because, you know, I wasn't aware that it was even Dre that was having a conflict. I was actually in the back of the stage when that happened with Banks. We was about to present the next award, I think, to Snoop. And on the teleprompter, I seen it was a lot of commotion. And I knew, you know, it was a few enemies of ours at that time in regards to G-Unit that was in the building. Mm-hmm. So, you know, once I came to the front of the stage, I seen what was going on and just, you know, reacted how I reacted. You did.
Do you regret how you reacted since this has caused you so much problems?
Nah, I'd do it again. You know, if I'm with you, I'm with you. I'm a loyal individual to the bone. I know a lot has came behind it in regards to just that charge was still on my record that kind of forced me getting sentenced to federal prison and things like that. But shit you go through in life make you who you are. So I would never say I regret that at all, because at the end of the day, you know, if I'm with a person or if I'm amongst you, you know what I'm saying, and things happen, I would damn near look for you to do the same for me if you were able to, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. So you said, I was just thinking about this, right? So Dre had paid for all your lawyer fees and helped you out and everything, of course. And then I was thinking about Game had did an interview recently, and he said that, like, Kanye West has helped him out more than Dre has ever done anything for him. So what do you feel about that?
I mean, Game is his own man. Only Game knows what, you know what I'm saying, how he feels about his situations with Dre and things like that. I don't hold no ill will. Then would I feel like I will look for a closer relationship with Dre? No, not me, because I never built that bond or never was amongst Dre enough to kind of, you know, be a factor to him. Game's a little bit different. Game was kind of introduced, I think, to 50 in G-Unit based on his affiliation with Dre in itself. So, you know, his expectancies and things that he expect from Dre would totally be different from me, you know what I'm saying? But Game always being 100 in regards to me, like, even in the midst of all the beef and shit like that was going on between G-Unit and Game, you know, we still kind of maintained. He understood my position and I kind of understood his. I may have said some things and he may have said some things, but you know, for the most part, me and Game did always remain 100 with each other. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? It is what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I rock with you. I rock with you both. And yeah. Speaking about, why do you, like, in 50 keep on going back and forth with each other still? Like, what is that about? How, because 1 second you guys will be back. Cool. I just seen you on the stage with him. What was that, like 3 years ago?
Yeah, you know, our situation is kind of, you know, it's one of them situations where he feels how he feels in regards to me, and I feel how I feel in regards to him. I always got, You know what I'm saying? My personal space to protect as a man first. And you know how 50 does, 50 takes shots and says things and things like that, which prompted me at the time to say a lot of things back. But I'm in a place now where, you know, I don't give a damn about what he's saying, nobody's saying. I know who I am as a person straight up and down. So I'm not focused on, you know, going back and forth no more than I already have with 50. You know, our situations is strictly based on business when it's all said and done. And, you know, I just felt like, you know, it's a way for us to handle it without the back and forth. My whole thing was to complete whatever was involved with my contract so I could move forward with my career. And in the beginning, you know, it stemmed from the fact of, you know, him saying that I owed him this amount of money. And it's like, okay, I'll pay you that if you can produce me a receipt, because I don't recall you ever handing me, you know, $250,000, $350,000. And that type of money comes with a trail behind it anyway. It ain't like you gave it to me in cash. So, you know, show me these things. And none of those things has never been produced up until this day right now. And even me trying to complete my project, I had one album left in regards to him. I even reached out. I was like, look, man, I'll give you an album just to be able to go my own way. And then he turned that down. You know, at first, that's what he was looking for. Then once I went forward with it, it turned into, oh, you owe me $350,000. Give me this and all of those things like that. So, you know, we possibly could iron our situation out by having a real conversation with each other. You know what I'm saying? And just getting a clear understanding on where I stand at and where he stand at, and it could be done. But, you know, everybody don't feel the same way. He may feel a little different and get his kicks and giggles by doing, you know, the things, the childish things that people seen him do in regards to me and even myself, because I respond and say things back within the music. But overall, that's what I'm here for. You know, I make music. I've created records, you know, in regards to 50. That's never been like, I've actually wrote full records for 50. Well, one full record for show, which was Too Rich. And I could actually put out the original copy and things like that to show the world that, you know, I actually wrote this and he changed a few words and things like that. But like I say, I'm in a place right now where I don't wish nothing but the best for homie. You understand? It's just the fact of him, you know, trying to stop me from feeding my kids and then hiding behind what the actual situation is by, you know, using all of the bullshit that's out there on my name and shit and trying to convince people from that perspective when, you know, at the end of the day, none of that's based on the bullshit. It's all based on
why do you feel that he just wants to keep on going back and forth with you instead of just having a casual conversation about the business?
That's a good question. You know, honestly, that's a damn good question. I have no idea why he would look to play that role or not have a conversation or even sit down. And I've had my attorney in regards to reaching out to his attorneys. We've got to that point and all of those different things. And it kind of led me to nowhere, you understand? And then he sent out cease and desists to pull down all my music that I was actually creating and basing it and saying, oh, you were still an artist of G-Unit. He would make that claim now, even saying that I'm still an artist of G-Unit. But what CEO bashes the artist the way he's bashed me and things like that. So I think it's just to kind of hide or what the real issues is. And again, our issues is based on real business. I'm pretty sure it's a lot of money that I'm owed, you know what I'm saying? And that's what kind of triggered the situation from the very beginning was, you know, I walked into that G-Unit situation into up under an umbrella, and I don't fault nobody but myself, you understand, in regards to any. I take full ownership of what positions I put myself in, but the more I became aware of the business, I started asking questions and things like that, and hiring different people to actually help me get my business in place and shit like that. But, you know, once the questions got asked.
Right now, where do you and him stand? Are you going to sue him? Are you guys going to work out the business? Is he going to be a part of your new project? Like, where is it at right now?
I mean, it's just we're at a standstill. I'm definitely not looking to go down a whole long, drawn-out court situation and things like that when it could all get handled and be done on a business level. I feel like, had that conversation to actually get some clarity, and he could get whatever he's looking for from me, I can get what I'm needing from him, and we can go on and I can move on with my life and continue to feed my kids. He could do the same. Like I say, my biggest situation was the fact that, you know, he sent cease and desists out to try to stop all of my music and get everything pulled down based on, you know, saying that I'm still an artist of G-Unit. And that right there led me to, you know, realize that I have to try to find a different route to be able to, you know, complete this one album that I have left with him to be free and done. And, you know, like I said.
So your new album with DJ Paul, 50 Cent, will have...
What I did was, once he stopped me from being able to make money, I filed another bankruptcy. And they stopped him from being able to cease and desist anything in regards to me to be able, you know, I included what he claimed that I owed him in the bankruptcy to be able to say, well, hey, you know, if you owe this, then present, you know, whatever receipts or whatever, and you'll be paid type of situation. But that was the only way I was able to go forward with working. So 50 won't be able to, and hasn't been able to stop no music that I put out right now just because of my current situation. And,
Fifty is basically the reason why you had to file bankruptcy.
Well, not just that basically being the reason or nothing like that. It was based on the fact that he's stopping me from being able to make any kind of money. I make my money through the music. So, of course, him doing that stopped my income all around the board. And then putting up a cease and desist on my music, I had kind of no choice but to go down that route. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's where I'm at with it now. And hopefully we'll get some type of clarity out of the situation, whether it's through bankruptcy or just through me having, because his contract is within the bankruptcy in itself. Mm-hmm. And based on what he claimed that I owed him, you know what I'm saying? And who knows, maybe I get some clarity through my bankruptcy, or maybe we can, you know, get some type of understanding, whether it's through lawyers and going down that legal route or just one-on-one. Because, but Raquel, you know how I move.
And, yeah.
You know, I'm available, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. for any kind of one-on-one, you know, face-to-faces and pull-ups and shit like that, you know. Oh, I'm always available for any of that type of energy. So it's like, even if
y'all may need to do the quick squab real quick to move forward.
If that's what it takes. If that's what it takes, I'm all for that. You know, I don't fear no man based on nothing in life. You did.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
He's been working out. You think you got him?
I mean, shit, I'm going to give it all I got. I don't underestimate no fucking man, but if it gets to that point, you know what I'm saying? I can lose too. You did, but I'm never going to run from a situation or none of that shit like that. And I'm not afraid of 50 or no damn body. You know what I'm saying? I face my issues, and I don't have a problem with getting face to face with him at any moment or any time, whether it was scheduled or unscheduled. You know, it's just how I am as a person. So
maybe you should do a celebrity boxing match.
Yeah, we generate a lot of money. He might knock me out, but then again, I might knock his ass out too. Then what? So all of that, I'm for any of that type shit. I'm not against no physical confrontation, but at the same time, you know, I'm not looking to create a beef or make my situation any worse than it already is with 50, because, you know, the truth of it all is that 50 did put me in a position of power by making me be a part of G-Unit. And even though things done went left with me and him, I still feel like, you know, I'm grown enough and he should be grown enough where we could still be cordial in regards to the business that has to be handled. Where he goes his way, I go my way. And all this childish ass back and forth shit, it needs to stop. So I'd rather for it to start with me first. And who knows, man? If he continues to do what he's doing, that's just what he chooses to do. But me personally, I'm a little bit too grown for this shit, you know? And I'm aware of it, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I have played my part with it. And it just done, the shit has just done got out of hand and old. I don't think people want to, truthfully, I think a lot of people won't want to see the reunite of a G-Unit, you know, what that's fully with the game and Banks and me and Yayo and shit like that.
And you said you don't think people want to see that?
I said people want to see that.
I was about to say, of course they want to see that.
I think that's overall what people would want to see. And I wouldn't be opposed to a lot of shit, man, when it comes to that, because those were some great years of my lifetime, and to be able to, you know, reunite and make things happen. But like I say, a lot of these things lays in 50's hands and things like that. And, you know, everybody don't see the same thing, and that's cool too. But, you know, to try to stop another man from feeding his family, but you feeding yours based on contracts and litigation, things like that, a person that you once considered as a brother, I don't think that's real or solid, or nothing is solid from that. So, like I say, man, the biggest thing I'm looking forward is just to be able to, you know, get some clarity out of my situation where I'm able to, you know, continue giving the world this good music that I got, because that's where my strength is at, you know what I'm saying? And really kind of getting back to it the way that the way that I've been doing it, but, you know, from a real broader level, I should say, by either being free out of a contract, and that allows me to be able to, you know, go do what the fuck I want and get that bag, you did?
Yeah. Real quick, also, I want to talk about Young Dolph's situation. How do you think that Young Dolph's death affected Memphis as far as entertainment goes?
Memphis is the city right now for Tennessee overall. They got so many different young artists and so many artists coming out of Memphis that's popping. Like I say, where I'm from, we 3 hours away from Memphis. So in regards to the streets, I couldn't give you a direct answer about how it's affected Memphis because I'm not in the actual streets of Memphis. Mm-hmm. But I think from an industry standpoint, you know, I think he put a dent in it because he was so prosperous to Memphis. And even though the situation between whatever situations that he had in regards to whoever his issues was with, it just, you know, overall put a bad look on the city by, you know, taking somebody who was so prosperous to the community life like that. And, you know, I had a relationship with Dolph in a sense, where before he became, you know, blowed up and things like that, we actually had records together and stuff like that. And to be honest, his main producer, Bandplay, kind of established a relationship with Dolph when he was actually my producer, and they went on to create Hit Records. So, like I say, I've always had a respect for Dolph, and I've always had a respect for Gotti. Even Gotti's always been, you know, solid with me in regards to anything I've ever needed from him. He's always been on point. And I just really wish they were able to at least get some kind of resolve their situation before things got the way that they became, you know what I mean? But like I say, both of them is Tennessee legends. I got respect for both of them. Rest in peace to Dolph and his camp, and solid to Gotti in his camp and things like that, you know?
Yeah, so do you think their camps can now ever resolve the beef? Is that since everybody's from Tennessee?
I couldn't answer that question. I don't know how in depth the situation is between, you know, how in depth it really was between Dolph and Gotti, and now, you know, with their camps and stuff like that. I just don't know. You know, when a life is lost, you know what I'm saying, people start feeling different ways. And I just don't know how they could kind of find a place to even resolve things like that, because I just don't know how deep of a situation and beef that they had, kind of focused on trying to deal with my shit versus
worrying about
anybody else.
Everything else that's happening. Do you think you ever want to go into the acting field or anything else?
That's a big focus of mine. I think, I definitely think that I could really become successful in that world. I always looked at music as a stepping stone to get off into other things that I wanted to do. And acting is definitely one of those things that I've always wanted to, you know, broaden my career through music and open up the acting door for me. But I'm definitely going forward with, you know, trying to catch me a role here, a role two, to kind of show what I can do from that level. So yeah, in the future, you definitely can look forward to me getting my act on, hopefully in one of these big ass movies, you know.
In the next 10 years, where do you see yourself?
Next 10 years, I see myself in a very successful place. I was eating some Panda Express.
Oh, I just seen that. That's what you're eating?
Before we started. Yeah, and you know how they give you this fortune cookie? I'm trying to find it real quick.
Yeah.
They said I was going to show it to you on the camera. I don't know what the hell. Here it is right here on the damn floor.
And what does it say? What's your fortune?
My fortune, bro. My fucking fortune cookie said, your golden years will be happy and fulfilling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, and I'm in my golden years, you dig? So
I mean, yeah.
In the next
That may be the right fortune cookie. I open, always read my shit, and I'll be hoping that shit's real too.
Me too. I hope this shit works. So in the next 10 years, hopefully my shit is happy and fulfilling in regards of my career, family, children, and things like that.
What do you think that people have you most construed on? Like, where do you feel that people have everything about you just all wrong? The rumors, like everything, what do you feel the biggest rumor about you is the most wrong lie?
I mean, you know the bullshit that they say. Of course, I don't even like speaking on this shit because it's so dirt and it makes no sense. But a lot of the rumors and shit in regards of a motherfucker's sexuality and shit like that, is what it is. I have nothing against anybody and what they choose to do. But me, I love women. I love pussy. And I'm going to leave it at that. You know, anything else might far as construed, you know, I've dealt with a lot of shit. You dig? I've dealt with a lot of shit. And, you know, everybody wants to put a fucking hand on your financial side of life based on what you're going through. So when people see these bankruptcies I've had to deal with and being conscripted, oh, he's broke, or he's all of those different things, it is what it is, you know. So I am what I am, and I am who I am, you dig?
Mm-hmm. And so you said, as far as like all the rumors with the sexuality, do you really get tired of people trying you like that? Like, or do you, it doesn't really matter. You're like, fuck it. Oh, well.
At this point, it don't matter. You know, of course, as a man, certain things you just, you got to stand up in front of. And that's one of the things. So, of course, I've been tired of this shit. But how can I get mad at this person? I'd be mad at the goddamn whole world. Everybody's made jokes and said it. And then I take responsibility for positions that, you know, I put myself in to have to deal with some of this shit. So at this point, man, I'm a brick wall. I don't give a fuck about that shit or what a motherfucker's saying or none of that shit, you know. Motherfucker ain't gonna put their hands on me without having no real repercussions involved in shit. So for me, I'd be like, you know, it is what it is. As long as it's coming out your mouth, you know, who gives a fuck, you know, physically or any of that shit. I've never had nobody face-to-face me with none of that sucker shit. You know, it's always done from a distance through the social media world and all of that shit. I've never allowed that shit to even penetrate me mentally to kind of feel any kind of way from the shit. It is what it is. Like,
oh, two tears in a bucket.
To fuck you. You dig?
Are you, do you plan on having more kids? Are you done? Or
man, I'm as long as God want me to make them, I'm going to make them.
How many you got?
I got 4 girls and 2 boys.
Oh, so you got the basketball team. You already got a starting five.
With I got one, a starting lineup and what, one coming up.
Yeah, one run rotation.
You dig? But that, you know, my daughters, and 3 of my daughters is in college. You know what I'm saying?
And you still want to keep it cracking?
I mean, honestly, I'm not looking to keep it cracking. It's not like I'm just diving in that thing like it and just, here you go. Here, let's make this baby. But if one comes along in the midst of it, hey, I just got to do what I got to do. You dig?
You're funny.
Yeah, I am.
No, but I appreciate you talking to me, though. I'll let you go. You always keep it real. You're definitely a solid-ass nigga by far. Well, actually, a solid-ass human being. I don't want to say the other shit, you know what I'm saying? But you're definitely a solid-ass person. And I rock with you the hard way, for real, for real. And I'm very...
Now, you've been 100. You've been 100 from day one. And I'm just proud to watch you kind of get out here and start getting the things that you deserve from especially this side of things in regards to media and social media. You're like one of the queens of this shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, whenever you reach out a motherfucker right there, I ain't even been doing interviews and shit like that. Like I say, I've been in that studio so much with DJ Paul. We mixing this project down. And that's my biggest focus. It's slated to be one of the biggest records. Let me see.
Who else do you got on the project, actually, too?
It's crazy you just asked that because I was just going to say one thing. I don't want to spill the beans too much, but it's got some people you wouldn't expect to be on the record.
Like
you know
who?
What I mean? One of them is your main homeboy. One of them is your homeboy.
What, my you main homeboy? Me? Which one's my main homeboy?
One of them is one of your homeboys. I'm waiting on his verse to get back right now.
Who's my main homeboy? Which one?
You named him.
Game?
It's a strong possibility.
Okay, good. So we have Game and who else?
I think we put Duke Deuce on a record. On some Tennessee shit. I can't tell you everybody. Yellow Wolf. I know Yellow Wolf, I think, is going to definitely be on there. Mm-hmm. It's like I say, man, we at a place where we mix these records.
For a Game, are you in Game? Is it going to be a 50-disc record? Nah.
Shit, no, man. I don't, but man, I'm way past that shit. So Game make hit records and I make hit records too. So if anything, me and Game will make a hit record together. Ain't nobody looking to kind of create no diss records and shit like that. I'm not anyway. You know, I'm focused on. I don't need all that shit to make.
Well,
a
no,
record.
I just know because Game and 50 now have been going back and forth recently.
Oh, they have.
Yeah. Oh.
I haven't even paid attention. What's going on with that? I mean, you know,
they've been getting at each other heavy. You know,
is that
going
right?
Back and forth. But Game said, "Don't play with them," though. So. If Game says don't play with him, then generally, you know what I'm saying, he gets hot as fish grease. And so that's a fire I wouldn't want to sizzle in.
Yeah, he's a solid individual. I give him that for sure. You know what I mean? He ain't got no hoe in him. You dig? He gonna stand up for what's right and do his shit. But even out of respect for 50, 50 ain't got no bitch in him neither. You know, I'm not gonna sit here and make things into what they're not. You know what I'm saying?
50, so both 50 of them, both of them with the shit.
You know what I mean?
I didn't know if 50 was with the shit shit or not, but I did see him at the BET Award thing. And so I was like, okay, when he pressed somebody before, I was like, oh, well, maybe he does have a little bit, you know.
Nah, he'll get out. He'll get out. 50 will get out. Don't let 50 fool you. And Game will get out. Don't let Game fool you.
Oh, I know. Trust me. I know. For sure, for sure.
Get out, for sure.
And Buck will get out quick, because he just said right now, I just said, you know what I'm saying, for the... attempted murder, said he'll do it again if it needs to. So that shows you right there that you with all of the smoke.
Both of them know how I get out and in real life. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Yeah, that's shit gets wild sometimes. You know.
It will. It can and it will if it has to. Facts.
Yeah, I'm with all the peace, and nobody fighting, and nobody acting crazy. That's what I've been hoping for. But if it has to get gangster, then you know sometimes I understand. I'm not one to judge.
Exactly, man. You do. They know you get gangster if you have to. Facts. You know.
Rock chimney. Yeah. I'm with all the shit, clearly. But nah. Yeah. But thank you so much, though, for rocking with me. I really, really, truly appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Like, very, very thankful for you. And I'm definitely looking forward to your project dropping. So, everybody, when is the date dropping?
That's what we're working on right now. Well, we got a few different business situations with this project, and you know, the offer's kind of getting bigger and bigger in regards of what distribution company is looking to put it out. And like I say, Paul is kind of spearing things, and I'm right there with him. That's what Paul's like a big brother to me. He was one of the ones that put me in position a long time ago before I even was amongst G-Unit. Mm-hmm. You know. I was amongst Paulette ever since I was a fucking teenager, 14, 15 years old, you know, running around with him and things like that. So, you know, as I grow and became what I became, to be able to create a project and just have business with Paul is more of a brotherhood, a real brotherhood and honor for me, because he's more of a real life brother, and he has no cuts in regards to doing business with him. He wants me to be as much as I can to the business and involved with the business in itself. So, like I say, we got a lot of different options and offers on the table right now, and they just keep getting bigger and bigger. So
I'm with all of it.
I'm sure I'll be back with you, you know, before the project comes out.
And let me know. Whenever you will. You're always welcome. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When you come to LA, come pull up face to face real quick. You don't have to do the Zoom. So
I'll
make
be
sure.
Out there. I just left him out there. You know, I was just out there not too long ago, just running around with Big U and doing our thing.
Yeah. Like shout out to Big U. Facts, I rock with Big U heavy.
Yeah, real
facts. He's my family. Easy.
Real facts. So I'll be back out there, and when I do, I'll make sure I touch bases.
Yeah, tap
I'll probably
in.
Be out there in a few weeks. I'm gonna tap back in, but I appreciate that love, though, for real.
Always. Thanks a lot. Peace and Harris. All right.